Hello, loopers. This is Holly Dilatesh, reading Bicyclist Rides to the Moon, Blackmata's version. With a pale face and some tears running on her cheeks, Mata was sitting next to her window. Hearing the sound of noise, lots of people were quarreling outside. One day, she determined to ask an old man to help her. This man was wise, and he had a good experience in life. Long time ago, there was an evil witch. She determined to destroy our village. She sent peace to the moon, because she wanted us to live in war, he said. Mata was looking surprisingly. How could she send it to the moon? She used a magic bicycle, he replied. A magical bicycle, she wondered. The old man and Mata went to a deserted place. Oh, is this the bicycle? She asked. Yes, he replied. We have to look for the witch, he said. Where can we find her? Mata asked. The witch is the only one who can wheel this bicycle again, he said. Mata wasn't afraid, and the old man was so courageous. They climbed the high mountain where the witch lived. It was a desolate place. They called the witch. She was surprised. Who are you? What do you want? She agreed to help them because she couldn't live in that place anymore. She said some ambiguous words. The bicycle turned to a new one, and there was a glittering light came out from its wheels. Mata couldn't believe her eyes. She had never seen something like that. Mata was sitting on the bicycle with a marvelous light. The bicycle was rolling rapidly towards the moon. The old man was hearing a strange voice whenever he saw the full moon. And the witch saw the bicycle. But Mata was not seen. People didn't fight. They were waiting for Mata. But no one knew what happened there. The end.